This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Matthew 26. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. While Reverend Bob Hirschbink was walking through a train station in India, he was brought back to the first century. A paralyzed beggar was slowly dragging his way down the sidewalk. He saw beggars in other countries, but for him, the poverty and suffering in India really stood out. Whether on city streets or begging for a few rupees at a stoplight, the crushing sense of poverty in India must mirror what Jesus encountered daily in his earthly ministry. Jesus would not be surprised by what Bob saw. After all, he said shortly before his crucifixion, "The poor you will always have with you." It's easier for Bob to take those words as a reason to become callous to people in poverty. He was tempted to look the other way simply to keep his own emotional balance. But Jesus was not defending Bob's tendency to ignore human need. He was responding to a special act of devotion that prepared him for his coming death. His point was that this lavish gift could not always be given to himself personally. On the other hand, because of sin in this world, the poor will surround us until his coming again. Serving them is a tangible way we can serve Christ. In the face of pressing needs, it is sometimes difficult to know the best ways to help the poor escape the cycle of poverty. But if we fail to respond and engage in their needs, we will fail our Savior.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.